What up, y'all? Before you start, the Ball Brothers want to let you know Kev on Stage and Friends is airing live stream March 29th. Get your tickets, kevonstage.com. Click the link. You know how it works. We'll send you the link the day of the show. You can watch it live with friends or anytime after on Saturday and Sunday. Support live comedy, support Black stand-up comedians, and support the show. All right. It's been only like less than 30 seconds. Here's the Ball Brothers podcast. See you next time.
Get it shouted.
Get it shouted. Don't listen to me, man. I'm a job quitter.
All right. Here we go. Now holler if you feel me. Ho, now you feel me blue. What up, y'all?
They on the list.
For sure. This is the Bald Brothers podcast. Me and Tony are bald and we're like brothers.
Mm-hmm.
We're friends and we wanted to do a podcast together, so we're doing it.
Yeah.
All right? It's random. And we don't want to hear about it. We're trying to help y'all, man. We want y'all to have a good time. Today's first topic, we're going to be ranking, and I mean ranking.
Okay. Oh, in order.
In order.
Oh, I know what my number one
top
is.
Top 10 hip-hop logos.
I know what hip-hop number one
is. Record label logos, not to be confused with, like clothing logos.
Okay.
And this is 80s and 90s.
80s and 90s.
Okay, man. Should we rank them or should we just do top 10?
We can rank them. It don't matter to me. I know what number one should be and will be.
What's number one going to be?
Wu-Tang Clan, baby.
Oh, that's the most.
That's iconic.
I have no argument. Wu-Tang that one works without Clan. Even the Wu-Tang.
Absolutely.
I also drew that on my book cover.
I used to just draw it just all the time. I've drawn that Wu-Tang W so many times.
Sometimes I got it. Me sometimes too. I got a good one. Yeah. I was like, this probably could be a tattoo or something. Me too.
Absolutely. I almost got the Wu-Tang tattoo.
Really?
It wasn't going to say Wu-Tang. I was going to have that W with my name in it, but I almost did it.
Just put Tony in the middle?
Yeah. But I punked out. But that, to me, is the ultimate hip-hop logo.
Nah, 100%. No argument. I'm looking at it now, and I just remember, I used to be like, 100%. Okay, you got the bird here. You go, the right wing is higher a little bit than the left wing of the bird.
Yes.
And then it comes down more.
Yeah.
And then you come around.
And they did. And it's got the sharp edge on one of the sides. And they did it. They incorporated each individual member with their own version of the logo. So like Method Man, it was upside down. So now that W becomes an M. So for Method Man, it was upside down.
Hold on, let me pull this up.
The GZA, they turned it to the side and added a little piece to it to make it a G.
Oh,
see, Method Man's was upside down. That was his.
Okay.
And so Iron Man, Ghostface Killer had like a metal W.
Oh,
that's the Geniuses.
Nice. I didn't know
and
that.
So they everybody was incorporating their own version of the W. Inspector Deck had a magnifying glass over his W.
What's RZA's?
RZA's was like a digital, W.
Oh, okay.
He was doing Bobby Digital then.
Ghostface had one too.
His was like iron.
The same logo.
His W was like it was like a silver iron because he was Iron Man when he first came out.
Got it.
So yeah, so the Wu, I think that's the ultimate hip hop logo.
Trying to see Ghostface's. It keeps bringing up Ghostface from Scream.
The Iron Man. Let me see. Ghostface, Iron Man logo.
Ghostface said Zay Zay was funny when he first came out.
He said who?
Zay Zay. He said, you funny little man. He tweeted it at him.
And for real?
Yeah, I was like, this is great.
That's dope.
Oh, I see it.
Oh, you see it? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, man.
I don't think anybody who's watching this or listening to this is gonna argue that the Wu-Tang.
Yeah, that's the ultimate logo. Once you see it on, you already know what it is. Absolutely. They don't even have to have the Wu-Tang Clan in there anymore. It's just the W. It's like
absolutely. All right, no arguments. And if we were ranking them, I'm not gonna argue with you.
That's
so what you got next? I would say, okay. Now we doing best. We doing most iconic. How are we ranking them?
Now that's the thing. How are we doing it?
I feel like we should do most iconic.
Okay. So the W stands.
W stands for sure. I feel like Run DMC is a very iconic logo.
100%.
Right?
100%.
Run DMC is so simple.
Absolutely.
And what they mean to hip hop it's a great logo. I'm looking at it now. It's like, and it's also been redone a million times.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's different shirts and all that type of stuff. Yeah, Run DMC. I mean, there's some other ones that I'm like are looking at too, but I feel like Run DMC got to make the list and probably would be towards the top.
Yeah, for sure. Run DMC, for sure.
All right, you're up, Tone.
All right, so we got Wu-Tang. We got Run DMC. I'm going to go with Public Enemy.
That's what the next one I was going to say.
Yeah, Public Enemy.
The man in the target.
Yeah, that's a perfect visual representation of what Public Enemy was about and what the name says.
1,000%.
Yeah.
They got it. That might be up there with Wu-Tang as far as like this encompasses the music we make. Because that's all Public Enemy was. That's what their music was about. Wu-Tang was all Shaolin, 36 right. Chambers, all that stuff. It looked like it could be like a Kung Fu Dojo's
right.
crest.
Mm-hmm.
Public Enemy got the same vibe about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Along that lines, I'm going to throw Death Row in there.
Okay.
Because that logo
in the electric
is,
chair.
That was a terrifying. I was like, y'all went with.
It was so gritty. And just, man. It just felt like.
With the man with the mask over in the chair.
Yeah. It was gritty.
I was like, dang.
It matched the record label 100%.
For sure. Like, 100%. That's I'm looking at it now. I'm like, y'all really jumped out there with the. With the wildness.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be tough, Tone. I'm telling you right now. I'm looking at the other. We only got six left.
Dang. I got to put. Is it my turn again?
Yes, your turn.
Naughty by Nature.
Same.
Naughty by Nature, man. That Naughty by Nature, man. They were selling the merch.
They were selling the merch.
That let you know it was hidden.
I know. I did a flip of that. Churchy by Nature sold well.
See?
Sold well.
That Naughty by Nature symbol and merch, fire.
Okay, now I'm going to say, man, I don't know, Tone. We might have to do some moving around.
Okay.
Dang. She's talking about iconic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to still say this.
Okay.
I don't know how you feel.
Okay.
Cash Money Records logo.
Over No Limit Tank? The No Limit Tank is more iconic.
I feel like the Cash Money logo is just so perfectly Cash Money.
What does it look like?
The Cash Money dollar sign.
Look at me right now.
The dollar sign. Cash Money record for the 99 for the 2000.
I would say the tank is more visually iconic. What? Cash Money is the better label.
Yeah, yeah.
But.
Let me look at the No Limit.
The No Limit tank, though, hit different. They had the tank in the video for Make Them Say Oh. They had an actual tank.
Make us that. It is good.
That No Limit tank, though.
But okay, let me just pause us for a second. Because we only got five left.
We're running out of spots.
We're running out of spots. We got real estate. Because you still have Def Jam, which is not like a visually interesting logo in that sense, but Def Jam is a very iconic logo.
Right.
You got Bad Boy.
Yeah.
You got Rockefeller.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you still got Cash Money. And you got
Outkast.
The Outkast. That's one of my personal favorite logos, but I don't think a lot of people know, like, recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Bad Boy. And you have NWA.
Onyx has a fire logo.
I feel like NWA has to go in there.
Wait, let me look at
that.
But
that's why I feel like we might be running out.
The red letters, right?
Yeah, but
NWA should be there.
It has to be. Yeah. That's why I feel like we might be.
NWA should be there.
We I don't know what we are deciding.
Tribe Called Quest is iconic too.
I like their logo as well. Let me pull this one up. That hat. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm looking down because
that
I'm
No Limit tank got to go up in there.
You think for sure?
Absolutely.
No matter what.
What No Limit did. We gotta get NWA in there. We gotta get the No Limit tank.
You also got to, you know, Bad Boy, what they did.
I mean,
So Def had the fro, the So Def in the fro.
So Def.
And I was living in the South at that time. So Def. That's what I'm saying. We got, and the Rough Riders logo.
Rough Riders logo is hard too.
And that's easily memorable. That's what I'm saying. That's seven. We only got five spots. We know we're not taking Wu-Tang off. Wu-Tang, that is a lot.
Wu-Tang, Public Enemy, or Stan?
Is Run DMC, is it that? Yes, that's you think so?
Yeah, because it's, people remix that so many times.
Are you standing on Death Row and Naughty by Nature?
Yes. I'm
thinking of what's on the outside, Tone, because what you going to leave out? The only one I'm for sure on is Wu-Tang, Public Enemy, and Death Row. I could say Run DMC could come off.
Nah, man.
Run DMC. It for me could come off.
Run DMC, that's a top tier logo and a font that people remix all the time.
The font, I do agree. That's a great merch seller.
That Run DMC right there, it just represents.
Oh, hip-hop. Yeah, it could say anything.
It just represents hip hop.
It does represent hip hop. Does the Def Jam logo represent hip hop?
It kind of
Rap a Lot? The NWA?
Rap a Lot is fire, too.
Rap a Lot got a great logo.
Beastie Boys got a good logo, too. Delicious Vinyl. I like that logo.
I actually like Nas's logo.
So do I. I love the way Nas.
It encompasses him.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
It's got the like 5%er. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What he was on at that time.
The Nas logo is fire.
And my personal, I get the Outkast. I just really like the Outkast, and it's very Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? But we only got room for five.
So we got to look at this too.
We need to define what we are defining it by. Is it recognizability? Is it what it means to hip hop? Is it aesthetically? Is it the graphic design? Is it how well it encompasses what it's talking about? Because I feel like your logos are going to differ based on the qualifications.
Because
I feel like a lot of these really encompass the group or label really well. Right. But like the Bad Boys logo is iconic, but I don't necessarily love that as a logo. It's just like, oh yeah, Bad Boy.
Right.
But it's not like Public Enemy where it's like, that is a great graphic design for that group. And like the graphic design, the music, the group, the like all of that fits within the Public Enemy logo.
When you see it, so many things flood you.
Yeah, Wu-Tang is just such an original, iconic logo that it could be shot out of the bat signal.
When I saw that logo, I had to wear it.
Yeah. When we can't make it Wu-Tang, 15, y'all. We got to keep it hard.
Right, we got to stick to 10. Wu-Tang logo, I had to have it.
It's the bat signal.
Yeah, I had to wear it.
Remember, and they were selling the jackets, knockoff stuff.
I was all in.
The merch sales is partly because of how good the logo is.
Yeah.
But I feel like
that's why I put Naughty by Nature in the mix, because they were selling that merch.
They were selling that merch.
And they were wearing it and rocking it.
Absolutely. The Rockefeller logo.
Because
The Rockaware was good, but I feel like the Rough Riders, if you're going to go R, the Rough Riders logo, because they were new and fresh, it kind of was more impactful.
Yeah.
Beastie Boys, really, that just that, the way it's written.
Beastie Boys is fire. EPMD is good.
EPMD, but see, EPMD looks like a version of the Run DMC font, which is what you were saying.
Yeah. I really like the Onyx logo a lot.
Yeah, me too.
I love that Onyx logo. Salt and Pepper got a good one.
Nah, Tone, we gonna pick the five now.
All right, so we got five.
So you stand
left.
Okay, make sure you stand. We know you stand on Wu-Tang.
I'm standing on the five that we got.
Run DMC.
I can't get rid of them.
You want me to lock them in?
Yeah.
Public Enemy, you locked in. Yep. Death Row, you locked in.
Death Row locked in.
Naughty by Nature, you standing in it.
Yeah.
All right. So we got, how about we talk about let's figure out the seven that we're gonna try to turn into five. So what are the contenders for the other five?
So the contenders, we say No Limit.
No Limit is in there.
You want Cash Money.
I'm going to throw Cash Money in there, see if I can sneak them in.
We say NWA.
NWA got to be talked about. You got Bad Boy
Bad
in there.
Boy.
And you got So-So Def.
So-So Def.
That's already five.
Is that? That's five. And then we said...
Even the Fugees logo I really like.
The Fugees logo is fire. Oh, Outkast.
You got the Outkast logo, and you got the Rough Riders R.
Cypress Hill ain't no punk either.
Yeah, I like theirs too.
Gangsta.
Even
got
Salt
a good
and Pepper
one.
Has a good logo.
Salt and Pepper has a great logo. Big Pun.
You got to throw Salt and Pepper, at least in the discussion for the five.
Salt and Pepper's Hill. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? That Nas logo is fire.
Okay, of these. I feel like
UGK got a good one too.
NWA is going to be tough to convince me that's not top 10. Well, because of how big they were.
Yeah.
That font also has been used a lot.
Yeah.
And also almost represents a region as well. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like if you have the top 10 logos and you see NWA, nobody's going to be like, what's NWA doing right in there?
Yeah.
That Atlanta logo ain't iconic.
Yeah.
So NWA, you feel good?
I like NWA.
All right.
Let's throw that up in there.
So we only got four left. NWA's off. Man, I really like the So-So Def so much.
So-So Def is fire. So-So Def is fire.
So-So Def is such a, it's such an interesting way.
Yeah.
It encompasses the South, mm-hmm, their music. They also was showing that logo a lot,
they were,
too. They was like.
They were.
So-So Def logo was everywhere. Yeah. And I feel like we ain't really got nothing in the South either. And the South
No Limit Tank is coming. That No Limit Tank is making this.
I love No Limit. So, but do you, what do you, So-So Def or No Limit?
We can't get both in there?
But I mean, if you had to choose one.
If I had to choose one, I'm going the Tank.
No, over So-So Def?
Because the Tank just represented, it also represented, I mean, it's black excellence for sure on the So-So Def side.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
But the Tank represented black independent excellence on a true independent tip.
Yeah, and they was cranking out.
They would crank, the stuff Master P was doing was crazy.
Okay.
I still feel like So-So Def was still working under the umbrella of white record labels and, and corporate America, but No Limit
was. So you going on more what No Limit was a symbol of. Because
we got both, they're both visually iconic.
Yeah.
No Limit represented something else. It was just like, yo, we can do this shit ourselves.
And they
for
did.
For real.
I'm with you.
And boom.
Okay.
No Limit.
And I love that logo too.
Yeah. The Tank.
Cash Money's not going to make it. I'm feeling like, I feel like just of what's left.
Cash Money is plain, kind of.
It is. But it's still all dope. They about is Cash Money,
all
baby.
About, yeah. I mean, yeah.
And the way it fit in with the dollar sign, baby, it was to the point.
It's
so
basic.
We got three more left, and we still got Cash Money, Bad Boys, So-So Def, Outkast, Rough Riders, Salt and Pepper.
Let's get that Rough Riders in there.
I was going to say, I love the Rough
that
Riders
Rough
logo.
Rough Riders is sharp,
I'm
man.
I'm sorry, man.
Let's get that the hell up in there, man.
It's motorcycles. It's biker club. Yeah. The people was getting the R tattoo.
Yeah, man. Rough Riders.
Rough Riders got to stay.
It was gritty. It was dope. It was fresh. It was clean. I like that Rough Riders.
We didn't even say Rockefeller.
What that look like? I'm thinking the Rockaware. What the Rockefeller logo look like? It's just Rockefeller spelled out, right?
Let me see, because I think I might be thinking Rockefeller too. I mean Rockaware.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the Rock and Wear, you know, clothing, RW. That's what's in my brain. Because I'm insane in my brain. OG Lil Nut and damn
man,
thing,
what are you doing? Google. Oh no, Tom. Rockefeller's got a good logo.
Let me see.
I don't know if it's top 10, but it's good.
Oh, yeah. The record with the R. Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Man. That is a good logo. Piss.
I don't. We got to throw it in the conversation. Man.
Yeah, Rockefeller got a good logo.
That is. That kind of feels like Jay-Z, the businessman or a businessman.
That's a good logo.
That's a good logo.
Piss.
But we only have two more.
We got two more? Who we got left in the
We got Cash Money, Bad Boy, So-So Def, Outkast, Salt and Pepper, Rockefeller. Somebody said Bone Thugs. I can't readily identify their logo.
What logo they have? Sugar Hill Gang.
Oh, that font is for show.
Oh, the Bone font is fire.
I don't think it's top 10, though.
Nah.
And I like Bone, but I'm sorry, Kenesha, if you're listening.
Was that Kenesha?
Kenesha, you know how she feel
she
about
Bone. McGee.
Tribe Called Quest Kizzy is also Bone. A good logo. We talked about
I love
about
Tribe
that.
Called Quest. Just that.
Man, it's so timely, too.
Yeah, I love a Tribe Called Quest logo. And the chick, too. The red, green, and the green, red, and black woman.
Woo!
That's fire.
Is it top? There's two more. Cash Money. Bad Boy, So-So Def, Outkast, Salt and Pepper, Rockefeller, Tribe Called Quest for two logos. It might be easier to eliminate some before we choose the final. I feel like Cash Money ain't strong enough.
Cash Money can get up out of here.
Sorry, Cash Money.
I had my eye on Cash Money to get up out of here for quite some time.
You was like, man, it's playing, man. Get him the hell off.
Yeah.
We got Salt and Pepper, man. They, of the two, you probably ain't gonna go Salt and Pepper. Can go.
Even though I really like the way it looks.
Yeah. Nah. Are you going? Outkast gonna be iconic enough for the final two?
I love that logo though. That logo is fire.
Feel like So-So Def is in the conversation.
It is. So-So Def should not be eliminated just yet.
Okay, so we got Bad Boy. It's gonna be tough out. Rockefella, Tribe Called Quest. If it was me, I would go So-So Def and Bad Boy.
Let me look at the Bad Boy logo again. I
can't it's a little find angry baby. List.
Oh yeah,
with the backwards
that
hat.
That Bad Boy logo is iconic.
That's what I'm saying. So-So Def is too. Also, I tried to sell something with Outkast logo. People couldn't recognize it.
Okay, so we'll take Outkast off.
People and I knew. I was like, "How y'all don't know this is Outkast?" People, I didn't even know that was Outkast. And I was like, "Y'all wasn't listening to something." That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
people knew Naughty by Nature.
Naughty by Nature,
they recognized Run DMC easy.
Yeah,
so we got Bad Boy, So-So Def, Rockefella, Tribe Called Quest. I'm going So-So Def.
All right, well, I'm
I
not
love
mad
that
at
logo.
It. I'm not mad at it.
And the brat tat tat tat.
Put it on there.
I had a
I'm
crush
not mad
on her.
At it. The brat?
The brat.
I had a crush on her too.
Oh my God. I thought she was the most beautiful one. She's still very pretty.
Yeah.
But as a kid, I thought she was also so different and cool. Like she had the braids. Mm-hmm. She was rapping. Yeah. I didn't know, you know what I'm saying, much about her, but I was like, nah.
She was the first female rapper to go platinum.
Was she?
Mm.
Lil Kim never went platinum?
She was after. Funkdafied came out in 94. Lil Kim was like 96, 97. Yeah, so Funkdafied was the first
that
platinum.
That is messing with my mind.
Yeah, first platinum album by a female MC.
You know what? Because when I was 10, 11, I was going to Atlanta for the summers. 96, I was 13, so I live in North Carolina. That's when I remember Lil Kim because that poster came out.
Yeah.
And she had that.
Uh-huh.
Dang, I thought the years were closer though.
No, yeah.
All right, we got one more tone. So-So Def is out. So we got Bad Boy, Rockefella, Tribe Called Quest. Okay, here's my problem. Bad Boy is iconic. Give you that. I feel like a Tribe Called Quest perfectly exemplifies that group.
Absolutely, 100%.
It just is, and it's so, they're so important to hip hop.
Yeah.
And that's a very recognizable thing. It's kind of like Keith Haring type clothing.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
that's
for
Keith
sure.
Haring stuff.
I love Keith Haring stuff.
Yeah. Rockefella logo is dope, but if it didn't make the top 10, I wouldn't be like,
yeah,
ain't no Rockefella.
I feel like they kind of forced it on us, too, with the chain thing. Yeah. Everybody wanted the Rockefella chain.
I feel like the Rock-A-Ware logo might be more iconic, to be honest. I feel like the... Because they sold so many clothes.
Right.
That might be bigger than the Rockefeller. We both had to look it up. It was the top nine.
I had to look it up.
The top nine come to your mind.
Yeah,
you don't,
for sure.
If I say Tribe Called Quest, you automatically.
Automatically.
These nine, you can see those.
Yeah.
We
I had
like,
to go
oh,
back
yeah,
and
that
look
is
it.
The Rockefeller. So it's basically Tribe Called Quest or Bad Boy.
A part of me wants to be like Tribe.
You're leaning towards Bad Boy.
I'm leaning towards Bad Boy just because we have to give credence to how often you see it on the product.
That's true.
Since it represented the record label,
no, that's a good
we were
point.
Seeing the Bad Boy more often than we were with the Tribe.
That's right.
So I'm going to go with Bad Boy on the 10.
I'm going. I'm
Much as I love Tribe.
I'm with you. It's tough.
I'm going with the Bad Boy
Top
on the 10.
Top 10 hip-hop logos. Number one, we're not in ranking. This year was hard enough to get 10.
Right.
Wu-Tang, Run DMC, Public Enemy, Death Row, Naughty by Nature, NWA, No Limit, Rough Rider, So-So Def, Bad Boy, Honorable Mention, Tribe Called Quest, yes. Rockefella, and Cash Money, even though Tony hates them, and Louisiana Rap, and the state.
I put the tank on there.
You did.
That's Louisiana.
Calio
to the core.
Project. All right. Next up for this episode,
We're at episode 5.
Yeah, we got the Mount Rushmore of 90 sitcoms.
Oh, Mount Rushmore of 90 sitcoms.
So are we doing, are we each doing our own, like the, we did the desserts, or is this, we just picking like four between us two?
To make the, I feel like let's keep it tough since we doing tough.
Oh, damn.
This is the quintessential four.
Damn.
That's 90 tough.
Sitcoms.
Of 90 sitcoms. Well, I feel like it's really hard because Martin and Fresh Prince, they're
already taking up two slots.
You can't
slots.
Take it, the rest is up to y'all.
Yeah. The Martin and Fresh Prince are already taking up two slots. That's Abraham Lincoln and George Washington already.
Sure. Already. The rest is up to y'all. We can debate about, but we would scrap and I'll claw and bite if you're telling me either of those don't go on.
Yeah, those two are on there.
And I spent the most time, and also those hold up. As far as like I can watch those,
yeah,
I feel like the storylines
are weak on Martin.
Yeah, storylines of Fresh Prince are way better.
Absolutely,
but the comedy, Martin was a comedy forward show.
Yeah,
I feel like the storylines often were just a vehicle to let Martin be
funny.
How can
we get Martin to wild out right here, right now?
And I signed up for this.
I miss shows like that.
Just met Jamie Foxx. That Jamie Foxx show. They was just like
I miss
put
shows.
Jamie in positions to be funny.
And we're not just talking black. We're just talking 90 sitcoms.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say 90s. Oh, no, I didn't. I meant black.
Oh, you meant black?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This makes it easier.
Yeah.
Because I was damn sure about to put Seinfeld on my Mount Rushmore.
I definitely meant black. Seinfeld. I don't know if we can do Mount Rushmore if it's all 90s.
Because
I have strong feelings about Perfect Strangers.
Oh, I used to love that show.
Full House.
I used to love.
I probably ran Full House probably right up under Martin Fresh Prince and maybe Living Single.
Yeah, TGIF was cracking.
What? You got it, dude. I was all in.
Seinfeld is like my favorite TV comedy. Everybody knows that. But, so just black.
Just black.
So we got Martin Fresh Prince. So now.
I feel like, man, this is tough.
All right, so let's run down. I'm going to run down the 90 sitcoms from my own brain.
All right, let's
that
do
can
it.
Even contend.
Let's get this.
Living Single.
Mm-hmm.
We got Moesha.
Yep.
Family Matters.
Yep.
We got Rock.
Oh! I love Rock.
I love Rock as well. You get the drama, you get the comedy. It was fire.
He grabbed Clifton Powell
Man.
Up. And he called him by his real name.
He did.
That's how messed up Clifton Powell was.
Because they was doing live shows. They was innovative
They
on
was
Rock.
Pulling the camera back.
Yes.
I didn't know the set was that small.
Man.
But Clifton Powell was like, I think his name, what's his real name, Charles?
Charles.
Yeah, he said Charles.
Yeah.
Charles.
Nah, we staying in character. We locking in.
Rock. His Rock wife was fire. Beautiful, by the way.
Oh, Ella Joyce.
Man.
Ella Joyce. I was watching the movie with Jaleel White in it, Who Made the Potato Salad. Mm-hmm. I watched that recently, and she was in it. I was like, yo, she was fine then.
She reminds me of the light-skinned girl off of Family Matters. Who passed?
The one that liked Steve?
Man.
She was so
I said,
fine,
Steve, you
dog.
Is. And Laura, you know, I'm a big fan of dark skinned women.
Steve was tripping.
But I said, Steve, you gotta get it together.
Steve,
you are
Urkel
tripping right now,
was
bro.
Tripping.
You focus too much.
Myra was big.
Myra
fine.
Was crushing.
But you know,
with the dimples?
The hard ones with the hard ones. But for me, I'm like,
with
yo,
the
Myra,
dimples?
She was on his neck.
Cosby Show was started in the 80s, I believe.
It started in the 80s. It doesn't count.
Yeah.
Cosby Show was out because it started in the 80s. 227, Amen. These were 80s shows.
We'll do an 80s sitcom.
Yeah. They bled over into the 90s, but we talking
yeah.
when you started in the 90s. So we got Sister Sister. We got the Jamie Foxx Show. We got the Wayans Brothers.
Mm.
We got Homeboys in Outer Space.
The funny thing about that, because I was so young, I was like, okay.
Let's do
it. You
this.
Had Ron, you had Flex.
Yeah.
It was you couldn't make that show today.
Yeah, absolutely not.
That was green screen. They was on a that was no. wild.
Yeah, in the house.
In the house. Kim Wayans.
Yep. We got so was that everything?
That's pretty much it, I think.
That's the 90s.
That's gonna be it's gonna probably make the top list.
Okay. Multiple season show. Smart Guy, Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
So, then you got Steve Harvey Show, too.
The Steve Harvey
Apparently,
Show.
Steve Harvey
you got
Show.
Me and the Boys. You got Thea. Oh,
I love Thea.
Thea was fire.
Brandy was in that, too.
Who?
Brandy was in Thea.
She was in Thea.
Yeah. Thea
Jason Weaver was in there.
Jason Weaver, friend of the pod.
One-on-one. One-on-one wasn't in 2000s? The Parkers wasn't in 2000s? That was the 90s?
The Parkers was either the late 90s or 2000s.
The Parenthood, not the Parent Trap. My brother and me.
The Parkers, that couldn't have started in the 90s, could it?
I thought it started in 2000.
I thought 2000, 2001.
I'll be honest with you. I hated that show.
I wasn't.
I hated the Parkers.
This show started in 2004, y'all.
Oh, man. Y'all.
The thing about the Parkers, they was running the same type of, like, joke structure as, like, Martin's. Like, yeah. First of all, Martin talking about Pam, I was just like, I'm going to laugh because y'all, the camaraderie.
Yeah.
But none of these jokes are landing as true to me.
Uh-huh.
Pam was fine
right.
to me.
Yeah.
The jokes were still funny.
Him calling Pam ugly was like, but no.
That's just not true.
Yeah. Like with the Red Fox and Aunt Esther, we was like, all right. No disrespect. But you know, when Fred Sanford used to go at Aunt Esther, I was like, yeah, all right. I see where you're coming from, Fred.
But with Pam, man, you crazy?
Pam too cute for this.
Crushing.
We not buying it.
They were her and Gina were like,
yeah.
But Pam, she used to make some faces that was cute.
Oh yeah, she can take it. She can change the face.
And I love that they gave her strong jokes too.
Yeah,
she would be getting Martin.
Right.
He probably got the better of her.
Uh huh.
But she got hers.
She was hanging in there.
She got hers off.
Yeah.
She also has consistently been. She had been in three.
She been steadily working.
Network sitcoms.
She was fantastic in Everybody Hates Chris.
For me, you know that's like one of the most popular shows ever in Brazil.
Really?
People in Brazil, apparently they get like B. Lewis saying, they get the black shows, they get all shows later. But Brazil is the second largest population of black people in the world outside of Nigeria.
Oh, wow, okay.
So they really love black shows.
Yeah.
Apparently Everybody Hates Chris is like the cult classic.
I love that show.
Brazil. She's funny. But she had Martin, syndication, Everybody Hates Chris syndication, and then the neighborhood is closing in on syndication.
Yep.
They haven't hit 100 episodes. They're close.
No, they did.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. They are like 105 or 4.
Three?
Yeah.
Shows?
Mm-hmm.
Bruh. And one, most people be happy with one.
Right. She got three.
Three.
Three of them things, Sheldon.
All right. So, okay. So, Malcolm and Eddie was really funny.
Two more slots. I'm giving the third slot to Living Single.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, Living Single.
There's so many, but I watched that show. Yeah. Pretty. I don't think I missed an episode.
And it holds up well.
I thought every woman was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, first of all, Queen Latifah has looked like that. Eric Alexander was so funny.
Yeah.
Beautiful, too.
Yeah.
Regine. Kim Coles as Sinclair.
The casting was perfect.
It was great. Friends did a great job with it.
They did.
Friends said this.
Friends
is
stole a great show.
Fantastic idea. We appreciate y'all. We're not even gonna wait until yours ends. We're gonna start ours.
We're gonna do it now. Living Single, you got a great black thing going there. We taking this shit.
We're taking it right.
We're taking it to NBC.
I think I just started randomly watching that show. Also, Girlfriends is a 90s sitcom.
It started in the 90s? You sure?
No, I'm not.
Oh. I think that started in 2000.
Probably. Might be around the time that Blackish also was a 90s sitcom.
No.
Girlfriend started in 2008.
Yeah, man. I was like, hold on.
Girlfriend.
Wait, it didn't start that late,
did
it?
It did.
Wow. Right. Wait, no. That's the final episode.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah,
2000.
Okay, so
I was not that far off.
Yeah,
then.
It wasn't far off.
Okay,
yeah,
so. But it was just like the Cosby Show.
Wait, so when the Parkers, check that again.
Was that the final episode?
Yeah, because you might have looked at final.
I did. I didn't realize 1999 was the first episode.
The Parkers. So Parkers is 90s, but it ain't making
this.
Nah,
it's not 90s. It's like the Cosby Show. It started in the 80s. Bled into the 90s. Parker started in the 99, but almost all of it was in the 2000s.
Oh, so we know. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
It wasn't making it anyway.
No.
Not on my mind, bro.
The Ogilvy thing, I was like, well, and Monique is fat and Kim is dumb. Look, I was just out, like, man, I don't like it. These jokes.
So we not including, Girlfriends is 2000.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So we got one more.
Yeah. For me, if I'm being honest, and I'm sorry to the other shows, it's the Wayans Brothers or Jamie Foxx show.
Okay.
For me, as far as like, what I personally enjoyed the most. So hard because I love both of those shows.
Yeah, we taking our personal feelings out of this?
No, you don't have to.
Out of those two, I prefer the Wayans Brothers over the Jamie Foxx show.
I prefer Jamie Foxx.
And a big reason for that is I hated the Jamie Foxx show intro.
You what? I love that. Here I go.
In front of the cartoon background, and he did this. I was like,
the things you get mad at and that you stick to always crack
that opening intro.
Michael Jackson and the dashiki tucked into the jeans. You can't see nothing else.
I hate how cheesy that intro was.
Here I go.
With the fake background, then he in the drop top convertible, all fake.
That don't have nothing to
I'm
do
in
with
the drop top convertible, y'all. But this is my intro. It's
but
like
who cares?
I'm watching it come on, and I'm just like, I don't have no beef with the song, just the visuals.
No, it was Martin switched over to the cartoon coming out of
Martin. I'm the man. He came out of the TV with that big ass head.
You didn't like it?
I didn't like it. I was like, man. Wayans Brothers had a much better intro.
It's one of the best theme songs of all time. It's on their like parody.
Their intro
we're
was
happy
fire.
And we're singing and we're colored.
Give me a high five.
Cut and print.
The first one, and even when they remixed it later, that was fire too.
No argument. But to me, that don't matter.
Oh, yeah. I'm just being nitpicky, but it was just like, I couldn't get past. So I've seen more Wayans Brothers episodes than I have with the Jamie Foxx show. I feel like the Jamie Foxx show cast is strong.
Yeah.
With Braxton, with Garrett Morris, with his aunt, with Fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Great cast. But I also feel like the Wayans Brothers cast with Pops and
D, yep.
Great cast.
I feel like
as well.
The Wayans Brothers and the Jamie Foxx show is the same as the Martin and the Fresh Prince issue. Wayans Brothers is like, we gonna make you laugh every time.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Right.
The story can be light because we're here to be funny.
We're gonna let Marlon wild out.
Yes.
We're gonna let Sean do the quips.
Yes. And Pops also gonna come in with the outfits, right, with the one-liners, with the funny stuff.
Yeah.
So three of the four of those main cast were here for the funny.
Right.
Jamie was carrying a lot of the heavy lifting on the funny.
Yeah.
Him and Braxton.
Right.
That back and forth. But like Fancy, Uncle Junior, I mean, his name is Uncle Junior in that show, but he is right. Uncle Junior. And the mom, they're just vehicles to get the story going.
Right.
Man.
Dang. I'm leaning Wayans Brothers.
Oh, man. I'm leaning towards the Jamie Foxx show.
Yeah.
So here what we're going to do, Patreon, y'all going to decide. Of these two, what should make the list? Just put
the final piece.
Wayans or Foxx. Because I'm not going to argue either way. I love both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a lean towards. But we'll see. We'll take a vote.
Jamie Foxx.
So we got Fox, Wayans.
I think it's more Foxes.
It's more Foxes.
Yeah.
I can't choose. Gun to your head now.
I think I'm seeing.
It's probably about.
The Wayans is getting thick again. Oh.
It's about 65-35, maybe 60-40. It's not a blowout.
No.
Because forever you see three Fox, then you see four
right.
Wayans.
Man, this is
Fox
tough.
Also has an emoji, so your mind can pick that up easily.
True.
The Wayans ain't got no emoji.
Damn, this is tough.
This is closer to 55-45.
Right. Damn. This is a tough one. Some of y'all said both on the line.
Right, we're going to have to split the mountain. We're going to have to split the mountain and put a little Jimmy, little Wayans.
Okay.
Because we
did that for Outkast on the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, they couldn't even separate it in the Patreon chat. Yeah.
So we'll do a Wayans Foxx.
Wayans Foxx show. We'll get, because the Wayans didn't get the end of their season anyway. Yeah. So we'll split it. We
Wayans
don't usually
Foxx.
Do that, but this one is it's cut and dry. All right, we appreciate y'all. That was the second thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right. This has been the Ball Brothers Podcast. Watch it on YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you next week.
Boom.
All right. Well-